Williams was cautiously optimistic about the city. He cited challenges such as reduced state financial aid and aging city infrastructure. But Williams also stressed the city's strengths, such as a diverse economic base and new opportunities opening up at the shipyard and in the mining industry. Until those opportunities pan out, though, Williams says the local economy likely will remain flat.
The economy, you know, peaked around here in 2008. And since then, it's been flat. And I again talked to some bankers and economists just another month ago, and I asked them, well, what's the forecast for Ketchikan? And they just said, it's flat. And that's not bad. We could be in recession. We could be going down.
Williams cited the national economy and federal regulations among the reasons for a flat economy here. He also notes that the state is facing financial problems too, with falling revenue due to low oil prices. Williams says he talked with Governor Bill Walker recently, and the governor was blunt about the lack of state revenue and the need to drastically cut spending.
The other thing we can expect, I talked to Ray Manischewski, our city lobbyist, yesterday, and they're expecting the $500,000 that and revenue sharing from the state will be gone too for us next year. So that's a $500,000 we're going to have to figure out what to do with. Do without.
Low oil prices will affect the city's sales tax revenue too, Williams says, because the price of gas is lower. But he says the community is in good shape to sit out a flat economy because of its financial diversity. Williams mentioned fishing, tourism, the hospital, the shipyard, various construction projects, and government agencies such as the U.S. Coast Guard and the Alaska Marine Highway System. Williams talked about the city's 2015 budget, which is in the final stages and likely will be approved this week. He says there are no tax increases, but some fees are going up, such as wastewater and harbor rates. For Ketchikan Public Utilities, there will be no electric rate increase. Some rates will go up for the telecommunications division, and the city is looking at a water rate increase. Speaking of water, Williams says increasingly strict federal regulations are costing the community a lot of money.
You know, every time you listen to news and hear somebody say Clean Water Act, cringe, because that's going to hit you in the pocketbook, every one of you individually. Every time they change water standards, it comes right to your hometown.
The city recently completed a new $10 million water treatment plant to address regulated byproducts in city water, but that new plant hasn't completely solved the problem. Williams says he really hopes that a tweak to that system, estimated at $1.3 to $1.7 million, will fix the problem. If it doesn't, the city faces the probability of building an expensive filtration plant. When asked whether he regrets not building one many years ago, Williams says the new regulations couldn't have been predicted and the city's water has changed in recent years, making the problem worse. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.